You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Since the housing market crash, refinancing loans have been the predominant loan over actual purchases. Even throughout 2012, refinances accounted for 55% of online mortgage applications. A report issued today by MortgageMarvel.com from more than 330,000 mortgage applications shows that home buying is taking place in states with depressed housing markets, and states with strong economies are also experiencing strong purchase rates, perhaps signaling a turnaround in the national housing market. In addition, about 70% of all mortgage applications in 2011 were for refinancing, not purchasing homes, but in a number of states, the ratio was exactly reversed. With us today is 20-year mortgage expert Rick Allen, Chief Operating Officer of MortgageMarvel.com. He will be discussing the benefit of using a site such as MortgageMarvel.com when shopping for a home, but also explaining why we are seeing a sudden shift in the market in a number of states. Rick, welcome again to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much, Eric. It's a pleasure to be here.
Certainly is. And now, getting back to some of the things that we've discussed, according to your data that was released recently on refinancing versus actual loan purchases, what does this shift mean for the future of the housing market?
We think it's a very positive sign for the future of the housing market. Certainly rates are still at record lows. They've edged up a little bit, but still for a 30-year fixed, you can get a high qualified borrower can get a 3.5% interest rate for a 30-year fixed rate. So the market is still very strong for refinance business, but we were just intrigued with the movement in certain states of increase in purchase business, and actually where the purchase business in our online application through our clients is exceeding that of refinances, which is a little bit unusual when the markets, when the interest rates are as low as they are today. So I think it's a very positive sign for the housing market, for consumer confidence, and for the overall economy in general.
Certainly good news. Now, what indicators in these states are working to improve the purchase versus refinancing ratio?
Well, again, it's some of the things I just mentioned. I think consumer confidence is getting better. I think that consumers have seen generally a bottom out of the real estate market. They're seeing some real estate price appreciation. So it's a good time to get in before, as there's expected appreciation going forward with extremely low interest rates. So there's consumer confidence, there's an improving housing market, and there's incredibly low refinance rates that'll help people buy more.
Can we expect this same shift to occur in other states?
Yeah, I think we can over time. The general expectation is that interest rates will continue to edge up, but not dramatically fast, so the interest rate environment will continue to be strong, but maybe dampen a little bit of the refinance business. A lot of the markets are doing quite well from a housing market perspective, and things just keep chugging along, not at a fast enough pace that maybe the Fed's extremely comfortable with the recovery, but it's ticking along at a good pace. I think we've seen, probably for the most part nationally, we've seen real estate values bottom out and starting to move up, and it's a good time to buy, and I think consumers are starting to see that.
Today we're joined by 20-year mortgage expert Rick Allen, Chief Operating Officer of MortgageMarvel.com, once again with us on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Rick, remind our listeners why MortgageMarvel.com is one of the top sites for finding the best mortgage rates, and what is MortgageMarvel.com?
MortgageMarvel.com is a place for consumers to do their mortgage shopping without providing any personal information, and they get rates from as many as 250 different lenders that participate on the site. So it's a great free place, anonymous place for consumers to get very accurate mortgage interest rate and fee quotes.
What would differentiate your site from other sites out there?
Well, the key is, most sites can do a reasonably good job of presenting what I would call a risk-based rate, so based on consumers' loan-to-value ratio and property type and credit score and a few other factors, that's going to determine the end pricing that a consumer receives. And most sites can do a relatively good job of getting accurate and real-time rate and point combinations from a risk-based perspective. What really differentiates Mortgage Marvel is the closing fees. We've got a huge database of closing fees that go down to the item and city level. So depending on what city you're looking to get financing in, our system actually knows what the related closing fees might be if there's a specific city tax or something like that. And we're actually so confident in that data, Eric, that we stand behind it with a closing fee accuracy guarantee.
Certainly always good to have you back. We've been speaking with 20-year mortgage expert Rick Allen, Chief Operating Officer of MortgageMarvel.com. That is one of the top sites for finding the best mortgage rates. And once again, that website is simply MortgageMarvel.com. Rick, thanks so much for joining us again here on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Thanks for having me.
You're so welcome. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.